Welcome back to Inside Agriculture on this Monday morning, the 9th of June. Well, the U.S. wheat harvest in the Southern Plains is off to a slower start than usual. Harvest is more challenging because of persistent wet weather and earlier drought conditions in the south that are impacting the pace. Paul Paplow of Paplow Custom Harvesting talked about their start to the harvest.
We've gotten started. We've cut in about a day and a half in Wichita Falls, Texas so far. And so we just got two machines sitting down there, and we got eight machines up by the Kansas-Oklahoma line waiting to get started up here.
They typically start each harvest season in Texas.
So we typically start with everything in Wichita Falls, Texas. A lot of our acres were adjusted out down there this year because of the early drought. So right now we're getting a little bit of a slower start. So we started in Wichita Falls. We got some stuff in Kingfisher, Oklahoma to do, which machines in Wichita Falls will go there. From there, we usually come up to the Kansas-Oklahoma line in Kiowa and Anthony area. So we're starting a little bit later this year than normal just because of the crop failure down south.
He has a lot of work to do and needs to push north as soon as possible.
I myself am somewhat kind of concerned because I was told that Montana is about 10 days to 2 weeks ahead of schedule compared to normal. So we're going to a lot of acres to get over here this next month to make it to Montana on time.
Paplow talks about his impressions of this year's wheat crop.
You know, what they've done in Wichita Falls so far has been around 25 to 30 bushel wheat, which is probably a pretty fair crop for them. Up here in this area, and I'd say anywhere like Kingfish went out, the crop looks extremely good. I'd say probably better in the last 10 years. So I think if we are able to get to the crop, I think it's going to be a nice crop.
Again, that's custom harvester Paul Paplow. Current tax provisions for farmers could expire at the end of the year. In this week's commentary, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval tells us that could mean a $9 billion tax increase for rural America.
No one likes talking about taxes, but tax provisions that are very important to the success of America's farmers and ranchers are at risk of going away. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 lowered the tax rate for small and medium-sized farms and made it easier for farmers to reinvest in their businesses. The estate tax exemption rate was also increased, which protects heirs when a farm is passed on to the next generation. All of these tools will expire at the end of the year without congressional action. That would mean a tax increase of 9 to 20% for many farms, depending on their size. We must tell lawmakers to make tax provisions permanent. I'm Zippy Duval, President of American Farm Bureau Federation.
And that's a look at Inside Agriculture for this Monday morning. Thanks for starting your day with us. Ricky Claverkamp in the rest of the week, and Farm Director Mick Kerr back again next Monday. Fox News is coming up next. Have a great day.